we get together for some time of worship, usually just two or three songs that we sing together at the stadium. And then somebody, it's been the Kevin most of the time, gives a short devotion before we share out what the projects are going to be. For a lot of the bigger projects, we try to kind of figure out ahead of time who a project leader will be. If we're able to look at the volunteers and see where their areas of expertise are, we try to sort those people out to projects where we think they're going to be the most beneficial, or we feel like their service is going to benefit that project the most. That some people just aren't able to make that weekend work. And if you're one of those people, what we try to do is get you incorporated into the process of getting the word out, helping solicit volunteers and groups and organizations to participate, helping solicit projects to put on the list, helping us sort people into project areas. There shouldn't be anybody out there that thinks, you know, there's just really nothing I can do, because whether it's a date conflict or an ability thing, there's absolutely an area where you can dive in and get your hands dirty in some way, shape, or form, whether it's the organization or it's really just the hammering and painting that goes on. We let people know what project they'll be working on if they hadn't signed up ahead of time. We kind of try to sort them into a project that fits their abilities, or we usually have some, you know, street cleanup type of projects. We try to get with the city to have projects like that. And then we just hit the pavement, John, and we go try to get some stuff done. And that's kind of same template for Saturday and Sunday both.